Hey folks, welcome. Here we are again. It's already June. Was so warm here the other day. I'm like, it's just so warm. And Seth was like, well, it is June, Irene. I said, that's right. I wrote January on something the other day. One of the hazards of being a bit more in your body is you stop realizing where you are in terms of date and time. Because it becomes less important how old we are. Has anybody felt that shift? It's like it kind of doesn't matter as long as we've got a little bit of health, a little bit of connection. We're eating some good food, we have a roof over our head. We can make our food and listen to some music, read a book. I'll get officially started with the wrap-up call in a moment here, but I remember one of my good friends, Joe Martino. He's still a good friend. He interviewed me for his show and he said, so imagine in the world, everyone is like, there's like 95% of the world's population is regulated. And I said, well, that'd be nice. I probably won't see that in my lifetime, but hey, you never know. He said, what do you think you see? Anybody know what I said in that interview or what I might have said? What would it look like if there was almost world regulation, meaning babies are born naturally, people are just doing things because that's what they have to do every day, clean, feed themselves, do some work. Yeah, there definitely, we could say there wouldn't be wars, but if you've studied Jane Goodall's work, even in the chimpanzee wild animal areas, they have wars. There's wars within animal culture. So I'm not saying that that wouldn't happen. Boring. Yeah, maybe Andrea saw my talk. I said it would be really boring, and I don't mean boring in a bad way. I mean we'd just be doing domestic daily stuff. We'd have a little bit of art because humans have that creative, some people like to dance, some people like to sing, make things, build things. And we would be very similar to how we were before we domesticated plants and animals. I like to think that big. And I also understand when we're living in a chronic pain situation, we can't digest food. We can't sleep. The last thing you want to think about is how our ancestors domesticated and started to build gardens and cage animals for pasture raising purposes, right? But back in the day, we would just kind of go and wander and find our next place to lay our heads and find some water and have babies, lose people to all sorts of things. We'd look at the stars. We'd talk about, what we see up there, what else is out there. So there would be a very different situation because we also might not know what's going on in other parts of the world because it wouldn't be a thing. We would be so focused on just our immediate environment. So I share that as we start because it is important for me to have you every now and again think, what are we here healing? We're here healing the grand human experiment, right? Of putting ourselves in boxes and all the tech and all the industry. And I do like my hot water, as I've said, and I like having a grilled cheese sandwich with heat and, bread that someone else has made and cheese that someone else has made and all those things. Love going to the grocery store and not having to grow my own apples. So there's some great things that we have. I like to think of it in that kind of simplistic terms. And I would say as you move forward in your journey of healing, whether you continue to learn through me, the SBSM material, you work with a coach, a therapist, a body worker, you join a dance class, how can you keep making things simple and within your control? Because we can spend a lot of time worried about the other things out there. And this doesn't mean that we don't want to help others in other places and spaces. And yes, there would be no bananas in Germany. Neither would I. I would not have a banana, right? Actually, we've stopped buying bananas. True story. We're just trying to eat more locally, but I'm not perfect. I like lemons. I buy lemons. It all comes back to what hills do we want to die on and what is most important in our current world. So I was reflecting on this because Mara, who's here, hey Mara, one of our mods, I knew Mara when her eldest wasn't in college. So we've been around, and Mara was one of the first folks in one of my online programs ages ago, before it was even called New Inner Game. I don't even know what year that was, but it was a long time ago. And obviously, we're in a transition with SBSM shifting a little bit. But I just want to do a housekeeping note that everything in the site that you have, and this is a common thing we answer, is yours. It's there, the course material, the audios, the biology of stress lessons, the back stock of Q&A calls. These training calls are up in there. These will stay up there. You can download the audios. I like to say that if you want to have these on a hard drive in case the internet goes away one day, I don't think that'll happen, but you can download them and put them on a hard drive and play them in your little earphone thingies. You can print the transcripts, put them in a binder. Then you've got them in paper so that you can read them. Everything is accessible. And Soma, I know a lot of folks don't like the AI, and I wouldn't say go and just ask Soma questions for the heck of it, because it does use energy. I'm aware of that. Yeah. But if you have a question, put it in there, like a real question. You're wondering something. It is incredible what it can do. It will find the most tiniest little note that me or Seth talked about ages ago and pop up the exact point where we said it and the transcript. Yeah, Ellen is confirming that. So we have a great developer, and he worked on that painless like for like 2 months, and it works really well. Yeah, Mara saying it was 2014. She found the email April 30th, 2014. She started doing online work with me, so that's a long time ago. So the purpose of the call today is just to wrap things up, to do a little bit of housekeeping, which I just did. I'm going to do a little exercise, and we'll set a little intention to go forward. The forms on the SBSM site are now there. They are not going to be wiped, right? So for those who have been alum, you know that when we end a round, those forms do need to get wiped out because we start new. So they'll stay there. I know there's a little chatter about how people can connect. Pop that in the peer-to-peer thread. So there's a peer-to-peer thread. If you want to connect with folks, say, hey, I'm in. I know there's some folks in the UK who've connected. I know there's some folks, I believe, in the Edmonton area of Canada, I think it was, who connected. So, put a little note, and you don't have to. If you feel like you just want to say solo and anonymous, that's cool too. In the peer-to-peer thread, there's a peer-to-peer thread in the members communication area, so you can post in there. And it's up to you if you want to share your email address there or your phone number. You can, but just know that that will live on that site for everyone to see. People sometimes have connected over Facebook, that kind of way. So that's one way that you can meet people. I hope that I will do some more live in-person workshops going forward. One thing you will learn as you start to get more regulated is your interest in traveling declines. At least that's been my experience. I don't like being in planes. I don't like sleeping in hotels really anymore. I like my food here. So, when you're in other countries, you got to adapt your digestion. So, if I do travel, I like to travel for like a month and be somewhere for a while. So, I'm hoping that we can find some more places and retreat centers that suit what we want and what we need. If you have any good ones, let us know. All right. So, take a second to just tune in. Tune in. Tune in to what's happening. Tune into the first thing that you tune into. What might that be? Butt on the chair, breath. Yeah, some folks are putting in the chat. I'm feeling my temperature right now. It's warm in my space. I want to cool myself off a little. It's not a hot flash. I haven't had those yet, thank goodness. Heart, hunger cues. Fan on my skin. Yes, Christine's feeling a fan on her skin. I wish I had that fan. So notice just the basics. Notice what's there. How can you start to sense the thing that you sense by prompting yourself? There's a note to take down. How can I sense what I sense without being prompted to sense? You know what? Why am I asking that? It's quiz time, folks. So this is the first quiz of the day. This is my favorite new thing to do. Give a little positive stress. Notice how your system might react to that word quiz. So it becomes integrated. Yeah. Integration, integration. As much as you love hanging out with me and listening to my recordings and keep doing the recordings as you need to, and all of you are at different places, but in that place, that path, that area, that township where you have more of this on board, you will guide your neurosensory exercise. Yeah? You will be able to stand, sit, lie down, be in movement, be in a stressful situation, be in a calm situation, and direct the focus to where it needs to be directed. And what I said very carefully there. I said, direct the focus to where it needs to be directed, not what do you notice inside or outside. Yeah? Sometimes we need to focus on the environment. Sometimes we need to sense what's going on internally. Sometimes it's a little bit of both. Sometimes we're in a stress response and we gotta be in survival energy. This is the one thing. This is the dirty little secret no one wants to say. Survival physiology is still essential for health. We just want it to kick in when it's actually a survival situation. Right? And then come out of that. Reference to biology of stress video number one, that up and down. Up and down. So just keep tuning in to, what you're noticing. Sense the ground under you if it needs to shift. Tune in to your breath. Tune in to just where we all are. That's my impulse to stay. Where are all of we, all of us? What's the answer? Where are we? Yeah, we're on Earth. It's hard to remember that sometimes. We all have a common connection, and that is we are all on Earth, as far as I know. So, despite all of our differences, all of our beliefs, food preferences, the faiths that we practice, whether we're parents or not parents, we're all on this same planet, breathing the same oxygen. We're in the same atmosphere. So we're all here. Some of us will be around for quite a while. Some of us are at the tail end of our human lives. Some of us have yet to have our children or have grandchildren or nieces or nephews. So we're all at different stages, and yet we're all here wanting to learn the same thing. So, whenever you sense a little disconnection, maybe feeling a little lonely, just connect to this field that's here, even though you're not in the same room with everyone. We never have been in the same room, literally. Most of the people that I've helped through the lessons, I've never met them, don't know their names. And I think that's cool, right? I love the term. It's from chemistry and science. It's not titration, but it's the enzyme. Anybody know what an enzyme is or a catalyst? Those who study science know what I'm talking about. When you have a formula, you put an enzyme or a catalyst goes in and it moves something to go forward. So think of what you're learning here and what you have learned and what you'll continue to learn in SBSM as an enzyme, as a catalyst for your change, for your evolution, for your learning. We know a lot of enzymes via food. Folks who can't digest dairy so well, you need to take lactase, right? Lactase breaks down lactose, and proteases break down protein in our digestive system. So it's a shifting into something else. So, because everyone's at different levels, no matter where you are, even if you feel, I got this, be careful. This is a lesson that I've been learning. The moment your brain starts to think you're further ahead than you are, there will be something that will trip you and make you fall flat on your face. It is a humbling element of nature, the human nature. I don't know where it comes from. But what I mean by that, and I'm speaking to those who have more advanced knowledge and you've been here a little longer. be very humble and very beginner's mind, even when you know you've got more regulation than you did a year ago or 5 years ago. Still see the world through the eyes of what can I learn today or what can I keep practicing. For those that are brand new from this round, in some ways, oddly, it's a little easier because you're still learning the brush strokes for the first time. It's all new, it's all a bit more novel. So enjoy it. Don't worry if you're on the couple first few labs. Because those are the teachings that I think about the last year studying and being with some of the practitioners and training that I'm working with. All we focused on were the basics for a whole year. So do not underestimate what you learn in the first 2 to 3 labs. And if you have found, if you're somewhere in the middle, and you keep going back to your favorites, stop that. Go to the ones that are harder. Go to the labs that are challenging you just a little bit, because we do need to be stimulated. We need to be challenged a little bit. A child will not be challenged if it stays locked in its crib, right? They won't be challenged if they just stay in the home. They have to go out into the world and learn and make mistakes. So come back again to whatever it is that you're noticing, whatever it is that brings your focus. See if your eyes want to be closed, they want to be open. Are they blinking? You've been in the chat chatting. See what it might be like to not chat in the chat just for a bit. Tune into your temperature. Tune into your breathing. Can we all just be bored together? Bored, quote unquote, bored. How can you be more bored in your day to day? In a world where there's so much to do, so much to watch, so much to listen to, so many books to read. How's your posture? It's a constant, ongoing thing. You don't think it. When you're upright, you again. I'm making an assumption that we're all neurologically able to sit up without aid, right? The posture that we hold is something that we can spend so much time studying and feeling into. I always go back to the baby, the toddler. Takes them up to a year to be proficient in walking. And even then, they're just beginning, right? They're just beginning. For those of us who can run downstairs, run up a ravine, dance the tango, where we have skills, all that is nervous system learning. So whenever you're standing in a lineup waiting and you find yourself, what do you get? I'll pose the question. What happens when you're in a line at a bank or a grocery store? What's one thing that might come through your mind? Be honest. Some of us might feel our feet, yeah. Frustrated. Yes, that happens. Impatient, antsy, impatient. Why is this so slow? Poor Seth went to the bank the other day because he had to get a new credit card. He's like, why does it take so long at the tellers for people to do things? I'm like, I don't know. So there's so many opportunities to practice this stuff. That's like the thing to really remember. This is the same thing I say all the time. There's so many opportunities to practice being aware of what is happening in your body. And that is the goal, to get out of always having to be connected to the lessons. And how can you connect to yourself? Keep using the lessons, keep working with them. And then how can you notice what you notice? And when you notice the frustrations pop up, or the judgment that might pop up because someone's wearing something that you would never wear. This happens in human brains. Just notice that. Go, oh, that's how they want to do that. Okay. This is me. That's them. Right? So this separation, this differentiation. For those who work with other humans, I know a lot of you might be therapists, healers, teachers, nurses, maybe doctors. Maybe you have a staff. Maybe you own a business. Maybe you have a church group. Whatever it might be, also practice this stuff when you're in those environments, right? That's how this work moves into other places and spaces. It starts with each of us. And then just feel if you need to shift your body, if you need to shift your way you're sitting, if you need to shift something in your posture. Okay. So over the last 3 or 4 weeks, there's been quite a few emails head out to all of you. I really want to make sure you're getting them because I'm seeing some commentary here that makes me see that maybe you haven't gotten these emails. And unfortunately, yeah, sometimes emails go into weird lands called junk folders and spam. There's also, at least in Gmail, something called the promotional folders. So in those emails are very clear communication around how things are shifting and changing. So there is a change. At this point, this is the last live session we're doing for SBSM. And as I noted, the content, which is the learning, is for you to keep doing. So I really want to ensure that you know that the lessons and those practices and the integration and the theory and taking time to listen to the Q&A calls that we've done over the years, there's so much in there, so much in there. I mean, one could say a lifetime, 10 years worth of Q&As. And by me, all means, there's no need to listen to all those either, right? It all depends on your time, all these pieces. We're about to, I'll speak to this. We're about to shift SBSM into sort of three different levels. This isn't a decision that we've made lightly. It's from feedback over the last 8 years. Many of you are fine, you know, going into a program that has 12 weeks and 10 modules, all these things. And many aren't. They need things in little chunks. And so I'm trying to go with a different way of titrating. And you can also titrate too, you know, go through a lab a month, you know, work with that. I am going to be doing a foundations course, which is nothing. If you've been at the training calls and here and working through the labs and lessons, there won't be anything new in foundations. It's a tiny bit of the training calls from la one and two, bit of three. The audio neurosensory exercises are what we just did just now. Noticing, pausing, feeling the touch that you would have done in so many labs, breath. And then after that, we'll for anyone new, they'll receive SBSM in two different levels. I'm calling them levels, level one, two, we could call them tiers or increments, but all of that stuff you have in the curriculum. So I'm not creating any new curriculum for level one and two. I don't want to touch something that isn't broken, if you know that saying, right? We're just gonna divide it up. And then folks can come in obviously at a price point that isn't what you all have invested for the 12-week curriculum or the 12-week course. Everyone here will receive foundations free of charge once we've moved through it. So there'll be this fun little thing when you go to log in to SBSM, and you might see it right now. There'll be, it's called SBSM Legacy Site. You guys got the Legacy Site. And then there's foundations. Eventually, there'll be level one and level two. Once we get to that, you'll have access to all those levels. But just know that the levels are what you currently have in SBSM. So I hope that makes sense. Yeah, finally, I get to be part of the legacy. Me too. Sounds fun. It's like a movie, the legacy. And then the other thing that I did, ex we did mention a little bit. We are gonna trial. So this is a trial. There is no long-term promise, but we're gonna have what's ca we're calling it an online membership starting in July that will go until the end of December. So I believe that's, I'm not good with math, but 5 or 6 months. And that will be an additional payment. The SBSM members here, you will get a founder's rate. So we'll put all that information in an email to you. We're still sort of figuring all that stuff out. But that will be about two calls a month, Q&A, and one call that is sort of like what we do in a drop-in class. For those of you who've been to drop-in classes where there's a little bit of teaching, a little bit of education, but it all comes together. So that we're going to figure out and try starting in July. And that will be supported by myself, Seth, and our many moderators who have been with us for a long time. There will not be moderated forums in that. It will be speaking, Q&A, group calls where we're doing a little bit of practice. And then, of course, for all of you alum, you've got the site to use that has Soma, has all of the FAQs. I will also say a lot of people miss this, but each lab, most of them have FAQs and integration lessons. Again, there's a whole encyclopedia there. There's so much information. So if you want to really be studious, I'm not saying you have to. But if you want to study a little bit, go back to Lab One and read those FAQs. They're written th from myself, Seth, and some of our high-level mods. So again, it's like long-form articles, short-form articles. So there's a lot there. And yeah, make sure you're getting our emails. Cannot say that enough. So really important. So let's wrap up this wrap-up call. Let's wrap up the wrap-up call. And the reason there isn't an FAQ for each lesson is not all lessons have FAQs. So they're on the lab. That's why. That's why. All right. So come back into your breath. Come back into your lungs. Come back into that posture. Come back into the position in which you're situated in the space you're in. Are you facing a certain direction? Do you know where north is? Do you know where south is? Can you point to it? It's a funny thing with all the devices, we sometimes lose track of where we actually are orientation-wise. You know, where does the sun rise? Just think to that. Where does the sun rise? Some of you, it's dark now. Yeah, point to it. Where does the sun set? Point to it. Where does the wind come from? Depends on where you live. Depends if you have a big body of water near you. You have mountains near you, that changes. Cloud formations. Right? There's a reason why certain areas in the world have weather that's more intense than others. Where we live here, we would never get a tornado. There's too many mountains. So, why am I bringing that up? I'm bringing that up because that was what came to my mind. As we start to close this chapter and this round of SBSM, to remind ourselves of again where we are physically. When you go outside at night and there's stars, look up at them. See if you can find any of the constellations that maybe you learned when you were young. Or if there's no stars, go, wow, it's dark. If you're in a city, a little different. And just notice where your mind is going as we sort of close up and set some intention, which is what we're about to do. There's so much space here on Earth. So much good stuff. Resources, back to number one, lesson number one. How do you research your resources and use them? How can you self-motivate yourself going forward? How can you find that internal potency to show up? Doesn't mean that community and connection isn't important, but sometimes we need to do things solo and connect to just what do I have to do today? You think back to where your system was, let's say at the beginning of this year, or heck, let's go further back. This time last year, do you remember what you were doing in June of 2025? Maybe you remember exactly, maybe you don't, but what's one thing that has shifted that is of a healing element? Let me know in the comment. What's one thing that has really shifted? Anger, more regulation. Eat, being able to eat, mostly stress. Oh, I missed it. Feeling more disgust, more self-trust, calm. SPSM saved my life. I've been sober for a year. Rest, taking more time, spiritual awakening, more capacity to be in less freeze, fewer cravings for sugar. Less fear, taking myself more seriously. I no longer feel like I'm bad and disgusting. Wonderful. That's the connection of healing toxic shame. Just to put a pin in that one, so important. Self-care, more awareness, more choice, more freedom, more ease. Clear boundaries, more authenticity, more flexibility, more connection to self, understanding my body better. No more guilt or shame. So much. Yes, someone said so much. Okay, thank you. So, one of the things to remember is when you feel like you haven't made any progress, see what you have done, because I can almost guarantee there's been a little progress, if not a lot. So this is where, take a pen, take a piece of paper, write it down, do a little dance, shout it out. Humans have this brain that likes to focus on problems. And there's some goodness to that because we can figure out a lot. But we have to be able to differentiate from, oh, actually, there's a lot that has shifted, right? There's a lot that has improved. Perspective is incredibly important. And again, when you're sensing, oh, just sense back to here we are, planet Earth. There are other Earthlings also doing this work. That energetic field is very powerful. So, your intention is your intention. So, really tune in to what is the one thing that you know you need to do better with. You don't have to write it down. Well, you can if you want. I think it's important to know that we want to move to another level of awareness, learning. And it could be nothing to do with here. It could be I need to learn how to make enchiladas. It could be something what we might think has nothing to do with the nervous system, but it's about learning something new. And then how can you learn that something new with the principles and practices you've been learning? Otherwise, we're not integrating. Integration is so important. Yeah, we've got some people who are starting some new learning, some new training. All right. So, thank you everyone on this second day of June, the year 2026. I'm not going anywhere, at least not for a while, from what I know. So I'll be around. We'll still be doing mini classes. We'll be still putting some videos out on YouTube. I hope to continue with practitioner training. Hope to do some in-person workshops. Those who are invited to in-person workshops going forward are typically those within the program, so you will be the first to know. I know I've met some of you already. Susan, who has been on pretty much every single call that we have done, thank you for being here. Give a wave, Susan. I know not everyone can see you, but thank you. Mara, you're here officially today. Thank you so much for your support. She was our scheduler. She scheduled all the mods and the calendars, so there was all the things. Carrie's here also live. Of course, everyone else on the team. And know that a lot of the individuals, the moderation team, they have private practices. So, not all of them have room in their practice, but they're not affiliated by me. I don't get a cut or a commission. It's their own work, their own business. So, many people can offer support, whether it's a consult, private session. Elia does private sessions where he'll do some dance, some qigong, some movement medicine. So many ways that one can work and continue. Do not forget about the post SBSM tab on the site. I almost forgot to mention that. There's detail. Again, you could spend a couple months working through that, the suggestions. There's even some added lessons in there. So don't miss out on those. And thanks, everyone. Remember, we're all connected via Earth. We're all here, and you've all done something that most humans have not done. So be very proud of that and keep going and keep doing your own work in the own in your the way that you want to, need to, stay pure, stay authentic, keep getting those impulses out, connecting to the ground. And without pulling this out for longer, we'll end it. Thank you, everyone. Give a little, I can't unmute everyone because it'll just be chaos, but give a little silent cheer. Yay. I wanted you too loud. All right. And of course, thanks to Seth. He's not here right now. He's in the other room doing other things. So, of course, Seth is strong in power and force with us all. Okay. Bye, everyone.